Alright folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and today we're diving headfirst into something that affects way too many of us, burnout. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're constantly chasing the finish line, but never actually getting there? You know that feeling when your motivation is lower than a snake's belly in a snowstorm? Yeah, me too. And trust me, I get it. We live in a world that glorifies hustle and grind, right? We're bombarded with messages telling us to do more, be more, achieve more. But here's the thing, sustainable success isn't about burning yourself out. It's about finding that sweet spot where you're thriving without sacrificing your well-being. So today, we're going to tackle burnout head-on, break down some actionable strategies, and help you navigate this challenge without losing yourself in the process. Let's get real here. Burnout isn't just feeling tired or stressed. It's a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by prolonged or excessive stress. We're talking about depleted energy, cynicism, feelings of inadequacy, difficulty concentrating, and even changes in sleep patterns. But the good news is it's not an unwinnable battle. Here are five key takeaways to help you reclaim your power and thrive. First up, recognize the signs. Seriously, pay attention to your body and mind. Feeling constantly drained? Having trouble sleeping? Finding yourself snapping at people more often than usual? These could be red flags that burnout is creeping in. Second, set healthy boundaries. Learn to say no without feeling guilty. This means protecting your time and energy. Don't overcommit yourself. Prioritize the things that truly matter and delegate or outsource tasks when possible. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let a friend borrow your car indefinitely, right? Treat your own well-being with the same respect. Third, practice self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. Self-care is about consciously doing things that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It could be anything from spending time in nature to engaging in hobbies you love to simply taking a few minutes each day to meditate or breathe deeply. Fourth, reconnect with your passions. What activities bring you joy? What makes you feel alive? Make time for those things, even if it's just for a few minutes each day. Rekindling your passions can help reignite your inner spark and give you a sense of purpose. And finally, don't be afraid to seek support. Talking to a trusted friend or family member can make a world of difference. If you're struggling to cope, consider seeking professional help from a therapist or counselor. There's no shame in asking for help. It takes courage and strength to prioritize your well-being. Here's a real-life example that I think many of us can relate to. Imagine this. Sarah is a high-achieving lawyer who juggles work, family, and a demanding social life. She constantly pushes herself to the limit, striving for perfection in everything she does. But slowly, she starts feeling burnt out. She's exhausted all the time, irritable, and struggling to focus. Her once passionate hobbies feel like chores. Sound familiar? This is where those five key takeaways come into play. Sarah could start by recognizing the signs of burnout and setting boundaries with work. She can prioritize self-care activities like going for walks in nature or taking evening yoga classes. Reconnecting with her passion for cooking, perhaps by signing up for a culinary class, could also bring back some joy. And if things feel overwhelming, Sarah knows she can reach out to friends or family for support. Look, the path to healing from burnout is unique for each individual. But remember, you're not alone in this journey. By being mindful of your well-being, setting healthy boundaries, and prioritizing self-care, you can navigate these challenges and emerge stronger than ever before. Don't let burnout steal your joy or your passion. Take control of your life and rediscover the things that make you truly happy. You deserve it. So go out there, take action, and remember to share this episode with someone who might benefit from it. We're all in this together, folks. Until next time, keep resetting those dopamine levels and chasing those dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.